You know, sometimes I just feel like ranting. Just be like JJ Tabane when he's got that section, that segment where he starts by ranting. So this is how I feel today, this week, especially after Monday's Ballon d'Or awards. I felt that our African brother, Sadio Mane, deserved it. But lo and behold, Karim Benzema got it. I'm not alone. We're going to dissect this. I'm not sure if you'll agree with me, but I've got my reasons why I still feel that Sadio Mane was robbed. This is yet another edition of Team Spirit Podcast, proudly brought to you by City Press, your weekly one-stop sporting analysis podcast without fear or favor. So we're not just looking back to what happened over the last weekend or the last week. You're also throwing forward what we can expect. There's a lot to go by. But as always, I'm not alone. I'm with my 12th man, Daniel Mutwahai, a.k.a. Trumpis. Re Mutwahai, Nkhonne, Madume Hape, Tsatsing, Libekeng Yena.
Madume Spirit, as they say in football lingo, itigite sandlen. So I'm right there. I'm in.
In. Monday night Ballon d'Or Awards, Karim Benzema, he carried Real Madrid to the Champions League. He carried Real Madrid to the Liga last season. But Sadio Mane carried Senegal to the AFCON finals, their first championship on the African soil. Yes, they lost as Liverpool. They lost to Karim Benzema in the final of Champions League. But if I want to take you back, Messi won the Ballon d'Or because he helped Argentina to win Copa America. I would think that continental championship will carry more weight than European League. Is it because I'm from Africa?
Well, I think I must be with you on that one. It's unfortunate when you are from Africa, because remember the last time we've ever had an African who at that point back in the day was in the same form as Sadio Mane. Remember George Weah, when he conquered Europe, you know, becoming World Player of the Year, taking the European Footballer of the Year and stuff. He was, even back then, remember, Weah was not even at the level where the likes of Sadio Mane are, because like you rightfully pointed out, Sadio really, was the driving factor behind Senegal dominating the continent. Which, for me, I think it's unfair that, you know, the vote went to Karim Benzema on easily what you can count in one hand, but what Sadio Mane contributed to Liverpool and mainly Senegal, you know, 100% behind what you are saying, that he's the deserving recipient of the Ballon d'Or.
Does it take us back to the issue of Europe is seen as carries more weight than Africa? If you look at how Messi won it the previous season, he won Copa America with Argentina. He didn't win anything with that's when before he left Barcelona going to PSG. I would have thought, you know, winning the African Championship would have put Sadio Mane ahead of Karim Benzema. Yes, he got second place, but who remembers runner-up?
And remember, Sadio is the king of Africa. He's Africa's best player. So, I mean, it doesn't really add up. If you are the best in your continent, then, I mean, how come you easily lose out to an award that can, you know, naturally be a walkover for someone who's coming in as a reigning continental best player?
I think this debate is going to be with us for some time, because every year after the awards, there's always those consternations. People say, but I think that's why it's called a game of pillions. It's a game of opinions. This is football for you. By the way, congratulations to Karim Benzema as a Real Madrid star. He scored against Barcelona over the weekend. What a cracker of a game.
Yo, yeah, it was indeed a cracker of the El Clasico. Remember, City Press experienced the atmosphere back in March when Ancelotti's men were hammered 4-0. But it was a sweet revenge. And like our brother Mondli Makanya wrote in City Press edition previewing the El Clasico, it was all about redemption and vengeance. So, yeah, so I think it was a good revenge for Real Madrid over their La Liga rivals.
Still in Europe, just a quick one, another African player on the score sheet, Mo Salah, Liverpool beating Manchester City also on Sunday.
Yeah, no, you know, I think that hat-trick really pumped up Mo Salah because for some time the song has been all about Haaland and Man City, and I think that was the stage, ideal stage for Mo Salah to remind the world that he still got that touch, and not just a touch, but a killer touch.
Lastly, in Europe, you know, when we talk about SARS here, some of us get palpitations because of issues that we have. Neymar was dragged or has been dragged to the court in Barcelona on tax issues. What information do we have on Neymar and his tax issues?
Yo, but you know, like this thing with money, as they say, more money, more problems. I mean, this is not new, by the way. All these megastars, Messi has been there before, Ronaldinho has been there before. Because remember, these boys are making, you know, serious bucks. And yeah, I think sometimes it's a matter of greed, you know, having those middlemen and stuff not declaring their taxes. And you know, the minute when I saw the headlines saying Neymar on trial in Barcelona, I thought he was going back to Barcelona, only to realize that the man must pay back the money. Otherwise, you remember the story with Maradona. Every time he went through a border post in Italy, they'll take away one of his Rolex watches to repay themselves. Yeah, so, but, yeah, I guess, you know, football has always been having its dark side when it gets to, especially deals that involve, I mean, ridiculous monies. And I won't be surprised, I mean, anytime soon, should Mbappe also find himself in the same situation. More money, more problems.
I guess it's a good headache, because if you've got money, money makes the world round, as they always say. Coming back home, there's a jack of all trades. I think a fortnight ago, we were on Andile Mpisane, being the bus driver, being the chairman, being the president, being the player, being the captain, being everything. Now there's a similar situation happening at Chipa United. I thought Mama Ila was the CEO of the club, but now he finds himself on the bench.
Yeah, you know what's happening at Chipa, I think is the closest thing to maybe answering those who've been saying, but you know, at the rate in which Chipa is firing his coaches, why can't he coach his own team? So having Ntate TD Jakes, as as you know, fans have already nicknamed coach, come administrator, or you know, team manager, Ntate Morgan Mamila. Yeah, so I think, yeah, him being there is as good as having Chipa himself on the bench.
But big ups to him. I saw you know, the final whistle when they played Kaizer Chiefs. It was like they had won the World Cup. They celebrated. I'm sure they're still celebrating even today.
Yes, I mean, Warra was so emotional. He even, you know, paid tribute to to mokekulo kwa gae saying, you know, udira diaba mo PSL, like he's making miracles. And you know, I was laughing the banter that followed on social media. Swallows chairperson, remember, is also their homeboy from Limpopo, saying we'll never hear the end of Mamila, and he was quite right.
But I think the good thing is that I saw him also taking to social media saying he had done coach level D, but he needs about 6 months, which lapses, I think, at the end of November or December before he could do another, I think, C. Now, which is good. I think he's empowering himself. This is what we need in our football. And I am the next one I'm going. I'm starting at level D as well.
Absolutely. I'll join you soon there because I'm also interested in doing goalkeeper coaching.
No. I'm a coach of the Fat Cats. There's something that I wanted to talk about because we were robbed. I mean, where have you seen a league where we are supposed to finish last weekend? We won the league. Now the organizer is saying, no, the top four teams must play in the playoffs. We played the playoffs over the weekend. Imagine, number four is now in the final. A team that had finished the fourth on the league is now in the final against the mighty Fat Cats. We're going to make sure that we beat them. Sundowns ladies are in Morocco going to defend their African Championship. CAF African Champions League. What?
CAF Women's Champions League.
CAF Women's Champions League trophy. Will they bring it back home?
It's going to be tough this time around because you saw how they lost in the final to the Zambians, remember, in the regional finals. But anyway, they had already booked their ticket. So it looks like, you know, the gap is narrowly, I mean, it's slightly closing there, seeing that I think some of the teams have figured Sundowns out. You know, the first time, everyone was almost like a closed book. But it's going to be interesting in Morocco now to see how Sundowns will fare, especially as the reigning champions.
Another Sundowns team, yet again, booking their place in the group stages of the CAF Champions League. And not forgetting Marumo Gallants, who have been gallant so far in the CAF Confed Cup.
Yeah, I think it's always good for South Africa to have a representative, especially in the group stages. And, you know, credit must go to Marumo Gallants. This is their second time now in the CAF Confederations Cup, also going through to the group stages, because I think ideally that's where you sort of introduce yourself well on the continental stage, especially when you reach the group stages, because that's where, you know, men always, you know, pull out from the boys to show, like, who's the real deal at that stage. And as it would have been expected with Mamelodi Sundowns, they've been, they've consistently qualified for the group stages. But I think now it's about time, like, they need to take now two more steps by reaching the final. I mean, 2016, it's a long time when they last won the CAF Champions League. So for them to really to be referred as the Kings of Africa, time and again, we must see you in the finals.
Do you know what this weekend is? It's Wafa Wafa time. Sundown against Pirates on Saturday. They played 0-0 draw. An away goal for Pirates will stand them a good in a good space. Chiefs away to AmaZulu on Sunday. Quickly, where's your money on?
Yeah, with both games heading into the return legs, all level. Even though with the Chiefs AmaZulu game, Usutu are already one up because they've scored away, so the pressure is on Chiefs to bring the game back in Durban, which is not going to be easy. So, yeah, we might see an upset there, AmaZulu going through or just holding on the 1-1 score, knowing that, you know, the goal that they scored at FNB Stadium in the first leg would have counted well in their chances to go to the final. And yeah, what a tricky one, you know, going to Polokwane for a goalless draw, second leg, Pirates and Sundowns. It's anybody's game, and like you say...
Where is your money on?
My money is on Pirates scoring in Polokwane, and then that will be game over for Sundowns.
You mean we'll see Pirates and AmaZulu in the final?
Absolutely. The Soweto derby that everyone is anticipating, I think they'll never see it this time.
We'll see it in the Carling Cup next month. I think on that note, I'll hold you to that one. Next week when you come back, we'll have the results of the MTN 8. We'll know who's in the finals. But that's all what we had for you this weekend. But don't ever forget that we'll bring you all the hits, misses, and predictions from all the sporting fields every week. So simply visit our website, citypress.co.za, for more of these sporting stories. And join the conversation on all our social media platforms. Remutwahai, jaaka mitlhara, ke go leboga.
Go leboga nna, and once again, Coach Mamila, come this side and start the celebrations.